Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 134, Patrick here, CJ Evolution, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for tuning in. Pat Fitzgibbons, thank you for tuning into the podcast. This is a podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another person in criminal justice. And we're getting a lot of interest from people who are not in criminal justice, which is awesome, because we aim to educate, we aim to provide value, and I know we're doing that. So thank you for the continued support. We wouldn't be where we're at right now, folks, if it wasn't for people like you supporting the show. So thank you. A special thanks to all the first responders out there doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. I don't care what you see on the news. I don't care who's protesting. You are loved, you are needed, and you are supported by millions and millions of people in this country. Don't forget that. You know, people in criminal justice, and even if you're not in criminal justice, we all face problems in life, whether or not they're personal or professional. We all have issues that come up, those roadblocks or bumps or whatever you want to call them in life. We all go through it, folks. That's where my friends at Frame of Mind Coaching can come in and help you. If you head over to frameofmindcoaching.com, connect with Kim Ades, who's a friend and a CEO of Frame of Mind Coaching. Her and her amazing team can help you get to those difficult times in your life, or they can provide mentorship, coaching, whatever you need. So whatever you need in your life right now, if you need that extra oomph, head over to frameofmindcoaching.com. That's frameofmindcoaching.com. On with the show. The millennials are here. Sounds like some weird sci-fi movie. Millennials. Why are we going to talk about millennials today? Because chances are you're working with a millennial. They're in your agency. They're in your department. I wanted to talk a little bit about communicating with millennials. Every generation has its critics. I know I'm a Gen Xer. We had our critics. Well, maybe not. Gen Xers are really the bomb. We run things in this place, I wish. But I wanted to talk about communicating with millennials because they are an important generation and they're here. So, number one, give reasons to get engaged with millennials. As we all know, the millennials think of themselves as the busiest people on earth. They are not very easy to motivate, and needless to say, they are also not easy to get engaged. So, if you want them to get engaged, you have to give them some reasons. Make them curious about things or create thrill and excitement for them so they may have no other choice but to dip their toe into the pond and become part of the group. Number two, you don't have to be a millennial to appreciate this as law enforcement. Don't sugarcoat. Millennials are more likely to listen to the ones who do not sugarcoat their conversations and tell what their perspective is of anyone. Millennials are a realistic bunch of people who set their goals and organize their plan as realistically as possible. As we said earlier, they are not that easy to convince or motivate as the Generation X was, my generation. Therefore, it'd be better not to sugarcoat the message you want to put across just because it sounds too tough to hear. And it would be the best to remain straightforward with them for an effective communication. Number three, add visuals to messages. Gone are the days when people used to write letters or mails that only helped them put across the message, not their emotions. Millennials are the people who can only communicate well with someone who can add some emotions to the message, like emojis in the text messages. So if you get yourself to their level and communicate with them like they do, you will be able to get them on the same page as you. However, as somebody working in law enforcement, I'm a strong believer that I don't care how many emojis we have out there, how much technology we have, nothing will ever take the place of face-to-face communications. Whether you're a baby boomer, Xer, millennial, face-to-face communication beats text messaging a lot of times, at least in my opinion. Number four, smartly incorporate information in messages. Millennials are not likely to read each and every word presented in the message. They are likely to have a glance at the message and do not read it word by word. So if you want them to read the important information, then you have to smartly incorporate it, such as highlighting the important points by making them bold or listing them in bullet form. Interesting. Number five, tell them to read the entire email. In case you are communicating with millennials via email, then it is necessary to notify them that they have to read the entire email. You would think that this would be a no-brainer, but this generation, we have to tell them to read the entire email. Of course, that applies to other generations, too. I'm guilty of that sometimes. It is seen and observed that millennials are more likely to read the subject of an email or initial matter of the email. If they will find it interesting, they will continue reading it. Else, they will leave it halfway and the message will not be conveyed properly. So, if you want your message to be successfully communicated, then it is a must to notify them in the title or in the beginning of the email to read it completely. And number six, add humor to the conversation. Unlike Gen Xers, millennials are more likely to enjoy conversations having a bit of humor, like most people, not just millennials. Therefore, it would be good to add some humor to your messages while communicating with them. As long as they're in good taste, they're not violating any type of policy that most organizations have out there. Remember, folks, millennials are here to stay. They're not going anywhere, so we have to work with them. I'm not sounding bad, but you have to work with millennials. They are important members of our society. They are here to stay, and they are important members of the workforce. All right? So if you have millennials in your midst, these are some good tools to help you communicate with them. So that's it, folks. That's all I have. Stay tuned for more guests coming on. We have another guest coming on tonight, and I am very excited for this guest, and you will too. So if you head over to cjevolution.net, and you see that little tab that says iTunes, if you click on there and head over to iTunes and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Until next time, everybody, please stay safe. And once again, thank you to all the first responders out there. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.